This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you're about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
All better audio. We're not just good. We're all better.
Attention! This is a production from the 4077. Making audio sound all better. That is all.
Sexagonal Phrase, written and produced by Victor Aurelius for the 4077 and All Better Audio. Season 2, Episode 2, Just Desserts.
Scanning space sectors while in hyperspace is proving very efficient, Captain Cragano.
Hello. There's only one captain, and we'll find him soon.
I apologize for being blunt, but every moment he is gone makes him much more difficult to find, even at the speed we are currently traveling.
I know, Stiletto. Just do your best.
You look well rested, Lucy.
Thank you, Stiletto. Any luck finding them?
Not yet, but Stiletto will find him. The transport that left the capital planet entered hyperspace through a very narrow lane. We only have
12,864 sectors remaining to scan.
That sounds like a lot.
Not for my scanners, it ain't. I should complete the task in just a matter of a day or two.
Unless the transport changed course to throw us off track.
I am taking that possibility into my calculation. 926 course changes for every sector being scanned.
Where are you?
So, T stands for treacle and cream.
You will be quite amused by how the sisters fill the caverns. Or perhaps frightened. But there is nothing to fear, I assure you. I've worked there every week for nearly a year.
So why were you imprisoned on this planet of desert hell, Dr. Slurand?
I suppose you deserve to know. The ship that is now called Stiletto was my most inspired creation. A ship with complete independent thought, creativity, and most of all, the preservation of his crew and himself.
Yeah, the Stiletto surprised me several times. It's managed to increase hyperspace travel nearly 1,000-fold.
You must explain how he did that. I will write a paper on it, once we've escaped.
You were explaining why you are a prisoner here?
I'm sorry. My mind is a constant collision of ideas. Normal conversation is difficult for me, a result of spending decades locked in a lab, alone with only my thoughts as my only companion.
I take it once you created the prototype of the Stiletto, you were unwilling to help him create more.
Correct. He wanted millions more. My creation was unique, not something that would be used as a military force to subjugate the masses.
President Nimrod told me that you gave him the plans for the ship. So, I assume you neglected to give him the instructions for Stiletto's programming?
That's why I'm imprisoned here. I had the programming hidden away in a place where President Nimrod could not access it. And the Stiletto would never allow anyone to hack into his programming either.
So, where did you hide the program?
My greatest creation is locked away in my mind.
And Nimrod never tried to access your brain directly? I hear that's a simple medical procedure.
Could he have employed an exotic alien race that could read minds?
Both were tried and failed on several occasions. I believe it's the way my brain comprehends and retains information. It is a maze that no one can navigate. Even I get lost in it sometimes.
A byproduct of colliding ideas, I suppose. Dr. Sloran, did you duplicate your brain as the programming for the stiletto?
We've arrived at Sector T. Follow me and do not be frightened.
Huh? What? That can't be right.
General, I believe the scanners have detected Major Cat's location.
Cat? We gave up the search for him nearly a year ago. Where is he?
In a life pod in the SK system. Apparently he's been in cryo sleep since he went missing.
Send a medical rescue ship to that location. Get the president on the communicator and contact Cat's wife. She'll be relieved.
Yes, sir.
Me, Truffles.
Truffles? You named it Truffles? That's a ravenous bug bladder beast of troll. It is purring like a kitten.
She, not it. She's perfectly harmless. Aren't you your daddy's giant sweetums?
Ah! Sharp, I think he's gone crazy.
Don't think so. Hello, Truffles. My name is... Yeah. I knew it. Treacle. But where's the... cream.
She really likes you. She only does that when she's very comfortable. Good girl. Daddy's so proud.
So, this is how the nuns fill the caves? With bug bladder beasts?
Only in this sector. The other sectors are filled with a variety of other creatures. But Truffles is the one that I believe will be our greatest ally.
But Truffles is docile. The nuns know that. How is she going to help us escape?
All will be revealed once we gather the electronic components I need to build a projector. If you two can find these items, we can begin.
I can't imagine where you were hiding these notes, Doctor, but we'll get started.
Sir, a ship is signaling us. I believe it might be one of the missing bounty hunters.
This is Captain Spywheel of the Emasculator. Identify yourself.
Captain Spywheel. Thanks, sir. My ship was ambushed by... on the way to water planet.
Who is this?
Killer Joss. May I come aboard?
The main hangar was destroyed. The starboard docking port is clear to receive you.
I'll be there momentarily. I have a message that must be taken directly to the boss. It's urgent.
Get on board immediately, Joss.
What a stroke of luck, Captain. Killer Joss's return will bring the boss, President Nimrod, much happiness.
Joss was always my most loyal soldier, and the best marksman I've ever seen. Although, the boss always felt Joss could take over my job in a heartbeat. I'd better play the cards right, lull him into a false sense of security, then I can... Joss, it's good to see you.
Captain, I have a lot to tell you and the boss. Can we get him on the communicator? I must reveal my message to both of you at the same time.
Get the boss on the communicator, bridge droid.
On the view screen now, sir.
What is so important that you... Oh, Killer Joss, isn't it?
Mr. President? You're the boss?
Sir... Joss wasn't with my team on the capital planet. He was... ambushed, you said?
That's not important. I have vital information for you both.
Well, what is it?
This!
That metal bear was you?
We saw you explode in that megaware. You couldn't have survived.
This armor is impervious to temperatures over 10,000 degrees Kelvin. I could pass through a sun and not be hurt. This suit can cause an explosion that will take out the emasculator in a matter of seconds. exactly the way I dispose of the Mega Whale.
Joss, I don't care about the Emasculator or Spiral.
Yeah, who...
hey, but I could use a super soldier like you to command my new space force. Millions of those suits and millions of stilettos. We will be the most powerful force in the galaxy, perhaps the universe.
I will not serve a crazy-ass, power-hungry idiot like you. Say goodbye, Spawwheel. And, Mr. President, I am coming after you next.
What the...
The parts on my list were easy to procure, Dr. Slorant.
I had a little difficulty getting the focusing amplifier and the multiphasic emitter, but I noticed a maintenance robot had broken down, found both parts, then quickly gummed up its insides with a lot of gooey sweetness. The guards won't notice anything missing for days.
You both did well. Now to assemble the scanner slash projector. After I get the physical characteristics of Truffles loaded into the programming, it'll be easy to...
Get to work!
Doctor, look out! You beheaded that guard droid!
Bud, help me with the doctor. We need to run.
Get work.
Take me to Truffles. I need to scan her likeness. The guards won't go near her because it will stop her excreting treacle and cream. The nuns won't tolerate a drop in production.
Oh, attempted escape is punishable by death.
Hurry, she's around the next corner.
Hurry, Doctor. Get your data. Bud and I will keep you safe.
We will?
Keep your shovel ready. Hold it like this. Like this. It can be used as a sword. Go right for the neck.
Apparently, you've been in this situation before.
Many more times than I can remember. Look out!
How much longer, Doctor?
I'm modifying the projection now. It will be massive and frightening. I just need to make sure it will fit in the tunnels. Being hard light, for all intents and purposes, a solid entity, I will be able to command it to cause quite a lot of damage. It will also make an impenetrable wall for us to hide behind. There, got it. Get behind me, boys.
Doctor? It's the size of a puppy. Not very frightening.
Oh, I see the problem. I reversed the polarity.
Zarquan, it's huge!
Just big enough to maneuver through the tunnels. A gigantic walking shield. Well done, Doc.
I think our escape will be easy from this point. Follow our giant friend to the exit.
General, this is the captain of the rescue vessel.
Have you found him? Is it really Major Cat?
Yes, General. My men are bringing the pod in now. For floating around in deep space for a year, the pod didn't suffer any damage.
Damn the pod, man! How is Major Cat?
Checking his vitals now, General. He's in perfect stasis, sir. But it will take time to revive him.
How long, Captain?
If all goes well, just a day or two. I wouldn't push him, General. After a year in stasis, his psyche may not be stable enough to answer any questions.
Just get back here to base, Captain. I will take full responsibility for Cat's well-being. The President must know what happened to him. It is vital.
So far, so good. It looks like the robots have backed off, rather than being crushed by Truffles.
I can't wait to be off this planet so I can wear normal clothes again. This butt-flossing, posing pouch might be a turn-on in certain situations, but it's not something I enjoy wearing daily.
After a while, you get accustomed to the freedom it provides. I understand why the nuns force prisoners to wear such a garment. It's easy to clean both the uniform and the prisoner simultaneous. Odd that a religious order that abhors profanity would allow near nudity, though.
I've known about the Sisters of Perpetual Torment for quite a while. My order and the Sister Clerics have been enemies for thousands of years.
Your order?
Well, you know that I've trained Lucy in the way of the Shatoom Masters.
So you were a Shatoom monk?
When I was very young. I spent my first 15 years training with the monks. Until my master decided I could learn more traveling the galaxy than being surrounded by dusty old scrolls. We spent several years helping others, saving the oppressed, and bringing comfort to those who needed help. When he died, I...
We've entered the prisoner staging area. The projection of truffles will frighten everyone who sees her. You two need to make sure the prisoners know they will be safe if they stay close to her.
Whatever you need, Dr. Slurand. Wait, what is that noise? Damn!
I wondered when they would arrive.
Who are they?
The elite warrior sisters. Nunjas.
They're brandishing holy beads.
I'll hold them back. Release the prisoners and make your way to a transport.
But there are hundreds of them.
So, it'll take me a few minutes. Get out of here.
Doctor, I'm going to climb on top of Truffles and shout to the escaping prisoners to follow us.
That won't be necessary. While you two were talking, I was programming Truffles with more abilities. Watch this.
Laser beams just shot from her eyes. She destroyed the security command computer. The cells are opening. Can you blast an opening in the wall? We need to allow them to make their way to the transports in larger numbers.
A disintegrating ray will solve it.
You're amazing, Dr. Slurand.
Guna Voslu, we meet again.
Sister Quasar.
I relinquished that identity many years ago. I am the head of the sisterhood now. Call me Sister Superior.
You're the one in charge of all this. Packaging desserts for rich people.
It's a very lucrative business. I've done quite well for myself.
I thought your order had a vow of poverty.
That nonsense is for the sister clerics who watch over prisoners. My advanced Nunja warriors are well-paid assassins, as am I, as their leader. Surely you know how skilled I was when I killed your master. Now, you come before me to join him in the afterlife.
I've learned a lot on my own since he was killed. Years of training by the best teachers across the galaxy. And of course, my luck.
Yes, I was told by President Nimrod that you have a way of cheating death. Let me witness it for myself. You sound tired, Voslo. Why don't you just fall to your knees before me? I will dispatch you swiftly and painlessly.
Don't try that mind control bullshit on me, sister. Shot two!
How did you do that? You shattered my katana.
Well, like I said, I've learned a lot since we last met.
You mean when you ran away after I sliced your master in half?
We can spar here all day, but I have a transport waiting for me.
Yes, about that. There may be a change in your plans, Voslo.
There's another fighter diving toward us.
Truffles will take it out. We're nearly to the transports. Why don't you run ahead and make sure there's room for the three of us? With any luck, your friend will be here soon.
I hope so. He's going to be my father-in-law someday soon.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Z-
Sark me!
Join the other prisoners. You are not going anywhere.
I found the captain and Bud Daniels. They are on planet Creme Brulee.
The desert planet?
You mean desert planet, don't you? With lots of sand?
No, Lucy. It is a planet that distributes high-priced desserts to the rich and powerful.
There were rumors that they use slave labor, but no one could ever find out for sure.
So they're prisoners, shipping out cupcakes and such. It doesn't sound too bad. We can just head over there, pick them up, and we'll all be back to normal.
The president sent them there because no one can get close to the planet. It is surrounded by automated defense satellites throughout the system.
They will be no match for me.
I believe you, Stiletto. Let's go save Bud and my father.
I am receiving a communication.
Hello. Can you hear me?
That is Killer Joss's voice.
Joss? The same man in the armored bear suit. We thought you were killed.
There's a lot of things my barbarous armor can do, Lucy. Where is Captain Vaslo?
The president sent him to Creme Brulee. Are you familiar with that place?
Just rumors.
We're heading there now. Care to join us?
I would love to. Oh, by the way, you never have to worry about the Emasculator or Captain Smallwheel. They were taken out, like the Mega Whale.
My father always told me that killing in revenge is wrong. Even though I'm sure Spallwell deserved it, I don't think you needed to kill him.
Lucy, he and the president have destroyed countless worlds, killed millions. I worked for Spallwell for many years, and I regret ever doing the horrible things I was asked to do under his command. I believe I did the galaxy a service, just like when I meet up with the president. A wrong will finally be made right.
We will rendezvous at coordinates 928-743-Gamma.
And then we can formulate a rescue plan.
Open up the life pod.
General, he needs more time. His entire body was frozen. His brain may not function properly for a while. He may not be able to talk, General.
Crack open that pod, or I will have you ejected into space for insubordination, mister.
Yes, General.
What's that?
He's clutching a data storage cartridge.
Let me see that.
Mr. President, I managed to copy most of the operating system from the prototype ship. The ship panicked, I guess is the right word. It must have knocked me out, and I woke up in this life pod. I will activate the emergency cryo-freeze in just a moment. The signal is not very strong in this pod. The ship must have reprogrammed it. It apparently didn't want me dead, but it didn't want anyone to find me quickly. When you unfreeze me, you'll find the data cartridge. On a personal note, tell my wife I love her very much. Major Thomas Catt, signing off.
Where is his wife? Get her in here. The Major is in here, Mrs. Catt. Mrs. Catt, Major Tom has returned. You should be very proud.
Sexagonal Phrase, Season 2, Episode 2, Just Desserts, was written and produced by Victor Aurelius. Featured in the cast were C. Wayne Owens as Stiletto and Dr. Arlen Slarant, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Cregano, Deborah Adams as Lucy Sharp, Carrie Michael Ayers as Guy Sharp, a.k.a. Guna Vaslo, Ted Wenskis as Bud Daniels, Glenn Hibbert as the Captain, Jeff Niles as the General, Victor Aurelius as the Bridge Droid, Pete Lutz as Korpax Spawil, Gary Scales as Killer Joss, Vince Staden as Nimrod, a.k.a. the Boss, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the Robot Guards, David Schutz II as the Rescue Pilot, Stephanie Longshaw as Sister Superior, Carol McPherson as the Nun Overlord, and David Ault as Major Cat. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Sound design by Victor Aurelius. Copyright The 4077 and All Better Audio, 2019. Please note that this audio series is not intending to supersede or infringe upon any other existing copyright in relationship to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation and its creator, Douglas Adams. Visit our website at the4077.blogspot.com.
This has been an All Better Audio production.
This production was stitched together by the 4077. Making audio sound all better.